If it's one thing most Britons cherish, it's their cup of tea. So it's not surprising that the Fair Trade Fortnight kicked off with a tea ceremony, where hundreds of women were dressed as tea ladies, dancing and offering cups of fair trade tea at venues across the country. But the campaign is more than just tea dancers. It seeks to offer farmers in developing countries a guaranteed premium for their products over and above market prices. Comfort Kumeya has come here from her native Ghana, where she works on a cocoa plantation. She says until a few decades ago, cocoa growers had no choice but to sell their cocoa to the government at whatever price was offered.
Farmers' lives was miserable because the money they received was very little.
As a result, 1,500 of these cocoa growers decided to form a cooperative, Kuapa Cocoa, that would sell its own cocoa. The cooperative has grown to include almost 45,000 Ghanaian workers who sell their cocoa to chocolate companies around the world who practice fair trade. And they are now also the owners of one such company, Divine Chocolate. Kumeya says that turned things around.
We benefit much from it because we are fair trade certified. And on top of the market price, we are paid premium. And with that premium, our lives have been improved. We've been able to build schools. We've been able to provide good drinking water. We've been able to provide good sanitation to our village communities.
In Britain, during this Fair Trade Fortnight, the humanitarian group Oxfam is encouraging people to bring in their charity donations into Oxfam shops, and they get a box of Fair Trade tea in return. Oxfam Stuart Fox explains how buying fair trade products can make a difference.
It enables people to use their power as shoppers to actually support producers in the developing world in a real, practical and very kind of very direct way. And what it also means is that consumers can use their power as shoppers to actually influence the way in which retailers and the way in which business goes about doing things.
Fox says almost any purchase could be a fair trade one. Pillowcases, chocolates, tea, coffee, flowers, or even wine. But he says the campaign must grow and spread further.
What we'd really like to see, you know, is a commitment that everyone involved in the production of a product, from producers and suppliers right the way through to manufacturers until it ends up on the shelves, is paid a fair wage and, you know, is treated as one would hope they would be.
Fox says too many workers around the world are still deprived of decent working conditions and decent wages. And he says the fair trade movement could make a significant difference for them. Natasha Saini for VOA News, London.